Would you pray with me?
Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, as I told you a little while ago, everybody can relax. Just chill out, as they say. I'm not going to bring another one of those scary scriptures. We're not going to do Revelation and be throwing things in the lake and all that sort of stuff. Today we're here to celebrate. We're here to celebrate this great gift of God that is manifest in the love that we're blessed to share with God and with one another and with our families. And we're most certainly here to celebrate our mothers. So we're going to lighten it up a bit. Last week we talked about devils and dust. I think we'll leave that behind. It's not a Bruce Springsteen kind of morning. No more demons and terrors for today. This week it's Mother's Day. And with mothers in our vision, it seems appropriate to spend some time recognizing that we are all of us corporately gathered, all of us, children, plural, of God. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? We are all children of God. And we want to recognize also that we are each of us distinctly crafted as a singular child of God. Each of us unique. Each of us unique. Look around this room. Look at these people. Look at your friends. Look at your neighbors. Look at those that you come and share in community with every week. Think about the singular talents they have. Think about the singular things they bring to our community life, to your personal life. Here in this front row, we have two families that have been friends for I don't even know how long. Anybody know? Take a guess. No? 30 years. And we've got more of that around here, don't we? We've been blessed. We've been blessed with this rich sense of family. And today we want to celebrate that. But each one of these people is weird in their own way, aren't they? What a collection of oddballs. Let's celebrate that. It's good. God made each of us singular, unique, wonderful. And He loves us and He enjoys our weirdness. He's a great God. So, the thing I really want to say to you today is really, really obvious, but I don't know if you think about it very often. Do you know that there's only one of you? There's only one of you. There's only one of you here. There's only one of you now. And there's only ever been one of you in history. I mean, pick up this book. Go back. Thousands of years. Think about all the characters in this book. None of them are you. You're the first you that there's ever been. And God made you the way you are because He wanted you that way. Because He loves you that way. Because He celebrates you that way. You are unique. There's only one of you in all the world. There's only one of you in all of history. So our Old Testament scripture this morning talks about this uniqueness with which God has created us all. You heard Gail read it a few minutes ago. I was formed my inward parts, right? God formed your inward parts. God's hands reached out. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Isn't that just great? Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you. Many of us who had children pre-modern technology went through pregnancies with no idea what gender of child they were going to have. Didn't know anything about that child, right? God knew everything about that child because God made that child. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. That's how unique you are. That's how carefully crafted you are. Think about whatever is your particular love in life. possessions, crafts, things that are created that you just really treasure. Maybe it's a Hummel. Maybe it's a Longaberger basket. I don't know. Maybe it's a fly rod. Whatever it is, right? There's more of them. But you were crafted uniquely by God. Let that sink in. Know how special you are. Invest in that. Let it be invested in you. And while our New Testament scripture recognizes, let's call it, the homogenizing effect that culture can work in our lives, it likewise testifies to God's ability to transform us, remake us into our best selves. Our best selves. This is what it says in part. Fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out, says Paul. God brings the best out of you, developed, well-formed maturity in you. He promises that. And that's his process. And that's where you are. You aren't the you that you were yesterday. You certainly aren't the you that you were 10 years ago. You're the you that God is continuing to make you. All these things brings to light to me an insight which was sent to me by way of encouragement by someone who is in that leadership group that you all know that I have been involved in. And this is what it says. The one thing you have that nobody else has is you. The one thing you have that nobody else has is you. Your voice, your mind, your story, your vision. Let that sink in. That's how singular you are. So write and draw and build and play and dance and live as only you can. Make pasta if that's you, right? Build houses if that's you. Work in the garden if that's you. Only you can. And as mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers charged by the Bible with guiding the next generations, I think we should consider passing this important affirmation. We need to consider passing it on this Mother's Day. But again, I really want to lighten things up, particularly after last Sunday. So let's approach this topic from a slightly different perspective. Let's approach it from a children's book. This children's book. It's called Only One You. And we're just going to walk through it now. Okay, first page right here. It's time, Papa said. I think it is, Mama agreed. Time for what? Audrey asked. Papa's voice softened. To share some wisdom. Always be on the lookout for a new friend. Always be on the lookout for a new friend. Stand out. Blend in when you need to. And stand out when you have the chance. Isn't that great? Blend in when you need to. Stand out when you have the chance. Find your own way. You don't have to follow the crowd. Know when to speak and when to listen. Important wisdom. My wife is smiling at me. With good reason, I might add. No matter how you look at it, there's so much to discover. Be excited. Life is rich and full and beautiful and unmeasured. No matter how you look at it, there's so much to discover. This one ought to strike us all. If you make a wrong turn, circle back. Notice it doesn't say, if you make a wrong turn, beat yourself about the head and shoulders until you feel sufficiently guilty. That's not the message, right? If you make a wrong turn, circle back. Circle back. And I would add, and forgive yourself. Because Lord knows, truly, Lord knows that He does. If something gets in your way, move around it. It seems so simple, doesn't it? But that's really good advice. How many times? I got this. I am really pretty type A, right? Something gets in my way, and I keep trying to go straight through it. And then somebody will say, usually my wife, did you think about this? At which point I go, no. And I go, oh, that's brilliant. I mean, it's such a simple solution. Why was I making it so hard? If something gets in your way, move around it. Stop fighting so hard. There's one and only you. Remember that. Set aside some quiet time to relax and to reflect every day. Critical information. Critical guidance. Set aside some quiet time to relax and reflect every day. Appreciate art. Next slide, please. It's all around you. Art is everywhere. Art isn't all in a frame like that. There's art around here, on the walls, outside, in the trees, beyond us in the lake, everywhere. There's art all around us, and there is art right here. Because each one of us is a piece of God's art. It's all around you. Appreciate it. Take time. Draw a breath. Make wishes on the stars in the nighttime sky. Thank you for listening, Mama said. We hope you will remember. Papa winked and whispered. We know this is a lot for you to think about. Audrey did a backward somersault and smiled. It's a good way to receive good advice. Do a backward somersault and smile. He was excited to go out into the world with what he had just learned. Wait for me, he shouted to his friends. And before he swam away, he turned back to his parents and said, I will remember. I will remember. And I hope you will as well. Mama kissed Audrey on the top of his head. There's only one you. There's only one you in this great big world, she said. Make it a better place. Make it a better place because you were here and because you are unique and because there's only one of you. So let me wrap this up. As we send our kids off into the world with Audrey, what shall we say? What shall we say? We heard what Audrey's parents said. What do we say? Well, there's this. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. In the J.B. Phillips translation, something that I hardly ever work with, which is really quite wonderful, this is what John says. Oh, dear children of mine, parenthetically, forgive the affection of an old man. Isn't that cool? Have you realized it? Here and now we are God's children. We don't know what we shall become in the future. We only know that if reality were to break through, we should reflect His likeness, for we should see Him as He really is. Reality is to break through. We should reflect His likeness, each of us, each of us. We should look at one another and see Christ. 1 John chapter 3. Now this leads to a critical question. Mary Oliver, the poet, she asked it in her poem, The Summer Day. And this is the question. You've heard this before. Tell me what it is you plan to do with your one wild and precious life. Tell me what it is you plan to do with your one wild and precious life. Let that take root. Take root down in here someplace. So where's all this take us? How do we answer? Well, finally, there's this, which can be found, I kid you not, on the main hallway wall at Sequoia Elementary School where our daughter attends. And it's brilliant, and I love it. Some kids are smarter than you. Some kids have cooler clothes than you. Some kids are better at sports than you. It doesn't matter. You have your thing too. Be the kid who can get along. Be the kid who is generous. Be the kid who is happy for others. Be the kid who does the right thing. Be the nice kid. There's some good advice. We might just leave that up for the next 3-4 weeks. Be the nice kid. It kind of sums it up, doesn't it? Here it is. Simple message. There's only one you. There's only one and only you. And you are a child of God. A child of God. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you, says the text. So, simple message. Be the nice kid. So go and be the nice kid. Amen.